Once again on Potlatch this week, Dr. Lewis Ballard, teacher and composer. A Native American Dr. Lewis Ballard gave a workshop at the University of Alaska Fairbanks on March 14, 1978. He promoted teaching of Native American music in schools, both to natives and to non-natives.
My basic premise is that American Indian music, resources, culture, have validity in our American school systems. And this validity is based upon the fact that these songs, these dances, were created over a period of some 5 million years when the culture began. As one reporter from Pravda publication from Russia commented after he had crossed this continent, asking, where is the music of this land? Where is the music of these people, which speaks of your lands? I guess maybe he was thinking about his own Volga River and the Volga boat song, or something which would be indicative of his own region. However, the comment and the answer was that it's with the American Indian. And we'll find that when we go to Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun, that very few people know that Camelback Mountain has a song which has been composed about it. We have in the Southwest a performance called the Gallup Indian Ceremonial, and we have powwows across the country, Flagstaff, powwow, this kind of thing, stage performances of Native American performing art. And there'll be a great display of crafts, craftsmen who come to sell their goods and their wares.
Thanks to Folkways Records for that was from the Nootka tribe of British Columbia, and it was the Potlatch Song, a fitting song for our program, I hope. Back to Dr. Lewis Ballard now. He praised the Native students at the University of Alaska Fairbanks for reviving and sharing Native Alaskan cultural values. However, he warned,
in many cases, it's too late. It's dead. It has died agonizing death at the hands of missionaries, at the hands of do-gooders. More harm has been done in the history of man in the name of good than the world will ever know. Totem poles, I read, have been burned by the thousands when the first contacts took place with the do-gooders who came with the initial Europeans. However, our bloodstream mixes very well with yours. Many of us are French and Scotch and Russian and Oriental or whatever, what have you. Joe Louis was part Cherokee, very proud of it, the world champion heavyweight boxer. So the races intermingle very well. Many runaway slaves during the traumatic period that was shown by Roots on TV actually were embraced by the Indian tribes. Many of them became Indian tribes. In South America, you have whole communities, descendants of the original runaway slaves. So, the music is enriched by this. We have, across this great land, a diversity of music, culture, extant, undestroyed, unadulterated, and still very much, we surmise, as it was before the European came. And it's upon these that I focus my attention for the schools and essentially for myself as a person who composes new music based upon the spirit or the essence of another music or another culture. I'll get into the compositional aspect of it shortly, but songs. Native songs all have characteristics that we can codify. They have musical characteristics and principles and artistic principles which can be crystallized as rules. Our music has been studied, dissected, analyzed, microscopically examined for many years now. Eskimo music has been codified, not totally collected and totally amalgamated into this ethnomusicological science, because some of our foremost scholars are still in the process. However, in spite of all this, it has been the least understood.
The rain was turning into snow when I told her that I loved her. She turned my dream world into love. So we lived on together. Seasons come and seasons go, but love goes on forever. And I found my winter love on a morning to love. Sow seeds of love in early spring, then walk through the summer to see the harvest fall can bring. Then we'll both love him through the winter, help him through his spring of life, watch him grow into a man and find himself a wife. Now the offspring of our love found his shelter through the summer, made his way of life to make it through the winter. But your hair has turned to gray in the autumn of your life. You've been everything to me, a love, a dream, a song, a wife. Winter came and pushed your summers out of season and took away my winter love, leaving me without a reason. Seasons come and seasons go, I lost my winter love on a morning in December.
Slightly out of season, but maybe appropriate, a Native American composer and singer, Cody Bearpaw. And now back to Dr. Lewis Ballard.
In my workshops and in my discussions, I'm fond of quoting a discussion that I and my wife have had over several occasions. The question is, does music make a person humane or more sympathetic to his fellow man? The answer, the listening of music as an observer will not. You have to learn it and live it before any change can take place in your own attitudes. Hitler loved Wagner and Brahms and Beethoven. In fact, he loved little children. But this did not make him more humane. So, as perceptive human beings, even acutely perceptive human beings, we will not become transformed as observers of anything or any phenomenon. Otherwise, Los Angeles wouldn't be polluted. They've observed the beauty of the sunset and the ocean, and over the years, everybody's observed it. But we destroyed it. The same with Ohio and Indiana and New York and Chicago and Cincinnati and Cleveland and Miami, Florida, and on and on and on and on, one after the other. And your time is coming. The Bush people in Alaska do not want roads because they feel that Fairbanks and Anchorage will inundate them, as the cities have done in the lower 48. And they may be quite right. But they can't prevent it. It's coming in time. And even the out most villages. I dare say that you cannot find many influences of our encroaching society.
That was from Chesterfield Inlet in Canada's Eastern Arctic. The singers performing a piece called All Songs Have Been Exhausted. And speaking of songs and learning native songs, once again, Dr. Lewis Ballard.
Close examination, close scrutiny of another people is going to change nothing. But you must learn to live, love, think like that other people if you're going to change anything. But in a sense, this is impossible because of our framework of reference, our computer programming since the age of zero has been different. We have the media now. We have a great many other things. So when we learn a song from the native people and sing it, and how we're still carrying on the Western tradition of observers. In the tribal culture, roughly 75% of the adults were music makers, and they participated in the performance. In our society, only 3 to 5% are music makers. We are observers. We go to a concert. We sit back and let someone else do it. A marvelous reference is Kurt Sachs, a reference book called The Wellsprings of Music, published by Martinus Nielhoff in The Hague, Netherlands. But in The Wellsprings of Music, Kurt Sachs, an eminent ethnomusicologist, cites the importance of Indian music as returning music to the ear, where it belongs, instead of relying upon the printed page. But ethnomusicologists have a tendency to freeze it, put it on paper, and then rely upon that as as our reference. Now, I insist that Indian music be learned by ear, just as it has been over the centuries, that the oral tradition, which is very underestimated as a device of retention of knowledge, be refined once again. That as adults we continue to learn sophisticated things by ear, but we're coming to rely more and more upon machinery. Tape recorders are doing the job for us, and many people will tape record, but then listen to the tape never. However, they've collected it, and it's there, should they want to hear it. So, what am I advocating? I'm advocating a greater involvement in the schools. I'm advocating that teachers and instructors cross disciplinary lines and bring music into their own lives, into their own enrichment value system. Shinesha, 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 Bake Hojola, Heya, Hingaya, Aala, Aala, Konasha, Aala, Aala, Konasha, Shinesha, 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 Bake Hojola, Heya, Hingaya. Ala ala konasha, ala ala konasha, shinesha, 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 beke hojola haya hengeya. This is an Athabascan song from the people known as the Navajo. I used this song for several years, and then an elderly lady gave me the facts. She said, that's a woman's song. It was composed in the year 1864. And it's been sung that same way since then. Translated, tell everybody what it means. Shinesha, Shinesha, Shinesha. As I walk, as I walk, as I walk. Bake Hojola, or Hojona. May it be beautiful behind me. A'ala a'alak onasha. A'ala a'alak onasha. She says. Or I'm alone in my aloneness. And she said, that's not lonely. That's not just alone, but that's the most terrible form of solitary existence that the mind could ever imagine, to be without beauty. As I walk, as I walk, as I walk, may it be beautiful behind me, or I'm alone in my aloneness. Maybe this grandmother had lost her husband, her children, her friends. Certainly the Navajo population was really, really decimated by Kit Carson, our brave American hero of the West. And the Navajos, upon their release, numbered 4,000 people out of a nation of 50,000 or more. And they've come back, I think, principally because of that philosophy that's epitomized in that song. Philosophy of beauty. When young Navajo men went off to war in the Second World War and came back and had contact with the white culture, they had to go through a purification ceremony to cleanse them of these impurities that they had contacted. So they went through the beauty way chant. Now, it'll take us as Americans a long, long time to really grasp that concept, the concept of beauty. We haven't yet in 200 years of our existence, because I was speaking about the destruction of cities, rivers that can be ignited by a match, rivers that have not seen a living organism, a fish, or anything for the past 50 years, lands that are torn up for the coal underneath them, would never have been exploited in that manner if our people had the concept of the Navajos, the concept of beauty. As I walk, may it be beautiful behind me, or I'm alone in my aloneness.
Final example of the kind of music that Dr. Ballard was talking about, Native American music, has been from Zabunga. And next week on Potlatch, a man from Zabunga, Jimmy Tooley, will come up with Dr. Lewis Ballard and teach Eskimo and Indian songs to a group of people at the KUAC radio studios. Until next week, I'm Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for listening.
Potlatch came to you from KUAC in Fairbanks. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting gave some of the money to produce this program.
From the University of Alaska, this has been a KUAC production.